Okay.
We didn't make extra copies of the agenda because I didn't bring mine. So does anybody need an agenda?
No, I have mine.
Okay. Okay. Everybody okay? All right. So the agenda was passed around. Rudy had asked after I had sent it that we had the Potato Patch Fire Station. I think we just do that as a committee report. Okay? But with that addition, a motion to accept the agenda?
I make a motion to accept the agenda.
Okay, now we don't have our motion maker here today, so.
Oh, boy, jump in, huh?
Okay. Okay, Dan seconds, okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Public comments? Anybody want to address the board with any particular issue before we start? Carol?
Who is going to replace the gentleman that left?
Okay. Yeah, we'll talk about it during the board meeting. Anything else?
Well.
Sure.
Yeah. Look at the turnout we have. Does that tell you anything?
Okay. Anybody else? Victoria?
I'm sorry. I don't know how long I have.
Oh, no. Carol, what we do is you tell us what your thoughts are, and we don't really discuss them with you. You just tell us what your thoughts are, and then at the end of the meeting, if we haven't covered what you're asking about, then we can have a discussion.
Why can't I get an answer when I ask?
Because we'll go through the meeting, because we may already be considering doing it. So at the end of the meeting, we also have another option for you to speak again to us, and then we will answer your questions at that time. That's the way we've been doing it now for the past several years.
Well, that's because you've had no choice.
Sure.
I know. I just heard that.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Victoria?
When was the secretary's report posted?
It should have been. I said that to Chris. If it's not on the page, I'll need to.
Not there?
All right, then I'll follow with Chris.
August? And also the treasurer's report is still not there. So treasurer's report from August is missing and September is missing.
We're discussing it.
Well.
Okay. Okay.
They're not posted and neither is the secretary's report.
Just tell us what's missing, Victoria. What's missing is what?
I'll shoot Chris with the email.
Dan. You just tell us what's missing. You'll work on it. Okay.
But last month, the treasurer's report was missing also, and it was supposed to be posted, and it still hasn't been posted. That was
set. So. We'll work on it.
Okay.
Anybody else? President's report. We'll talk about everything as we go through. We have to deal with the parking lot out here. That's not on the agenda. Lauren's not here. It's pretty muddy, and we're going to have to get that fixed pretty quick. And so the secretary's report, you want to talk about your minutes?
I finished the minutes up. I sent them out. Obviously, there's some kind of issue that it didn't get posted, so I'll look into that. But no other major updates at this point in time.
Okay. Review the minutes and have a motion to accept the minutes as he presented them and dispense with the reading.
I make a motion to accept and dispense with the reading.
Okay, and second? Steve, second. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, treasurer's report.
Okay, so let's see, we start back. Right now, in there, total checking, we have a total of $202,623.44. Total assets, when everything is added up, is $314,199.36. Okay, and then let me see. So we had a pretty good income this year, or this past month, I'm sorry. Well, this year actually in general too. Contributions, we had about $1,025. We have merchandising came in at about a little over $1,300. Pancake breakfast brought in $1,328. Firefighter Appreciation Day brought in $1,596. We were reimbursed by the state for, I think, some of Mark Keegan's work. Not that I'm mistaken. I mean, it doesn't say, it's telling me who, but it's at the end of the list. And some other firefighters' work. And so we had a total income of $22,313.
That's a total from the state, or is that a total from the
month? Total from the state. No, that's total from the state was $17,044.99.
Okay. And then that's offset by the expenses that we may have had
right
earlier. Okay.
So, and then we spent with firefighters training done, their cost of travel, and that kind of thing we paid for. We paid out to almost $8,900 worth of the incoming reimbursement from the state. We paid that almost immediately out. And then, let's see. Some of it actually went $10,000. $99.32 is what we spent in payroll expenses once we got that money back in. Went right back out again. So total expenses we had for the month was just a little shy under $22,000. But we came out ahead because of the income and everything. We came out ahead $378.67.
Okay. Motion to accept the treasurer's report.
I make a motion to accept the treasurer's report.
Rearman moves. Second. Steve seconds. All in favor? Okay, Roger's not here. The fire chief's report, you want to read it?
Yes, calls, three calls, hazmat, medical, and smoke investigation. Training, wildland, staging, and positioning, hazmat staging and positioning. Fleet, the expensive maintenance work should be just about complete for the year. Facilities, have had meetings, conversations about the potato patch garage. This appears to be moving forward with our input. Personnel, Jerry Allison successfully completed basic firefighter class. This is structure fire training at the AZ State Fire School last month, Santa Mesa. Yavapai County Fire Chiefs, no report. Items to discuss, it's not clear on what we can sell the CAFS unit with or without the truck. Next steps is to ask for help putting it out statewide. Several of the area chiefs are very actively at the state level and hopefully can be a way to get it done. I'd like to request that the board consider getting a new pickup truck to use as a utility command vehicle in the context being brought up previously. Some of the board are familiar with the state surplus program, more familiar than Roger is, and he believes that this should be the path to go and should be a relatively cheap way to get it.
Okay. So he's moving along that calf unit. He didn't mention in there the trailer.
No.
Okay.
No. I think it was a separate topic.
Pardon?
I thought that was separate.
Okay. All right. He had in one of his emails, he had said something about it, so we might as well talk about it. Well, I approve the fire chief's report.
I make a motion to approve the fire chief's report as read.
And Doherty?
Second.
Second. Rudy Edelman, second. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Okay. During the month, somebody dropped this 500-gallon water tank off with this trailer. I'm not sure what the status of the trailer is. It looks like a pickup truck with the idea that we would be able to use that extra storage. Roger, whatever, contemplated, but in an email to me, and I don't know if you got that email or not, said that we really don't have a use for that. I know that Karen Gonzalez was here when that was dropped off. She said she'd be interested in buying it. I don't know how best to divest ourselves of that. Do you have any thoughts about that? Advertise it?
If we advertise it and generate some money from it, that would be...
Yeah, that's basically what's going to happen.
I thought Karen was willing to make a donation.
Oh, okay. She is, but I mean, there may be others that want to.
Sure.
So, just rather than just say, oh, hey, you happen to be here when it came in.
Water tank rental.
You take her $10 and somebody else will give us $25. So, I really don't have any idea what it's worth. and the value of it would be?
No idea.
You know, one of those like pea shipping containers, I never look at them. One of the pea shipping containers where they ship like chickpeas and...
No, it's just a, I think it's a kind of a tank that you would use that would get water and deliver for your home.
It's not a trailer.
It's not a trailer.
Yeah, that's pickup bed. They actually use the vendor originally designed for like the dry goods, like peas and beans, they ship them overseas. The shipping container.
What's sealed?
Huh? They said that, I don't know. That's
okay, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Is it a trailer? Excuse me, I'm confused. I hate to interrupt, but are we talking about a trailer or a...
It's a truck bed converted to a trailer. You know how they do that? They cut a truck, pick up a truck in half, and they use the bed as a trailer.
Okay.
And then
so
it's got a water tank on it.
It's a utility trailer with a 500-gallon water tank on it.
With a tank on it. Thank you.
Okay.
We might
take a... Huh?
Do we know who drops it off?
Yeah, they know who dropped it off.
Okay. The guy in front of the truck and the back of the truck.
Yeah. Okay, so what we'll do, we'll take a picture of it. We'll post it on the website. Say, hey, look, this is available. Give us an idea what you think it might be worth. You know, may have a little online auction for it.
Yeah.
Figure out something. And
Johnny O's actually our Craigslist specialist. So.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, okay. All right. Okay, so that's what we're going to do with the water tank, all right? Okay, committee reports. Firewise, he's not here, so we don't have to talk to him. You wanted to talk about the potato patch. Rudy and Steve, both, I think you have information. You have been talking with Carl?
Kirk. Yeah. We met with Kirk and Tom and Roger and two of the firefighters, and we went through some of the basic conceptual plans as to what the community may want over their potato patch. So we came up with a budget, and we came up with some schematic drawings. The drawings have been sent to Mark Heron, who agreed to price them and get some real numbers together instead of just a flimsy budget, and then we'll submit it to the community potato patch, you know, see what they want to do with it. And if they get the go-ahead, they'd like to start in March, and getting the permit will probably take a month and a half. So that's all I know on our end. If Steve, you have anything to add to that?
Just a kind of a basic thing. Is that, they had their Labor Day meeting, and that was a huge success. I think 80% of the people voted in favor of building the thing up there. So there's been a few that were causing some problems in the past, and that's pretty much resolved. It's like 68% or something voted to approve of a special assessment for everybody to take patch to pay for them.
Okay.
So Kurt's working on that. He's got a lady that's volunteered to create or make a 501c3 or something for them up there, so that their deductions are tax deductible, or our deductions are tax deductible up there. So they're working on that. Once she gets that done, then he says he's ready to pass on the special assessment to the potato patch community. And at least right now, he's looking at about $300 per lot, and there's about 130 plus lots up there. So they're making progress pretty quickly. I think they're doing well. Kurt wants to get this thing going and have it ready for the next fire season. So
certainly by the first of the year, there'll be some big changes, some big news.
There should be some stuff that we can really report. And we're also going to solicit, or they're going to solicit, other places outside of potato patch as well.
Right, right. Yeah, because we all benefit from it, for sure.
So that's
okay.
Pretty much where we're at right now.
Okay.
Right now, that we don't cover all the way to Mountain Pine Acres officially, do we?
Yes, we do.
Do we? Okay.
Our membership area has nothing to do with the service area. Okay, we go wherever they send us, which sometimes is way outside our service area. We established a 3-mile radius around here, plus annex areas, which was included by Mountain Acres, and back up in there.
Yeah, okay.
So they are eligible to be voting members. That's what that means. That's
right.
All that means is they can vote in our board meetings, and our annual meeting. That's about the only. That's the only membership.
They have a good. I think it was Jim Ringler.
He's up there. Right.
And he's connected with a lot of people there. So I'm suggesting maybe some we contact him.
Yeah. Well, he, right. He has a tractor, and he's been around. He's been down here working with his tractor. A lot of people know who Jim Ringler is, and he was their firefighter up there. You know, and he has a little truck, I think. I'm not sure what his equipment is. But he's been kind of, he was the WFPA for Long Pine Acres, and whoever else he had to help him. But the thing is, moving along, I think is great, you know, to be able to, Roger has some plans. The other thing that's happening with Roger, we to step back there, is Roger has started the process of looking for replacement trucks for some of the older trucks that we have, including the Type 1. And getting pumping capacity, and Steve's going to be looking for some grants to help us do that. Brand new little trucks are like $500,000. We have this used truck that we bought for $45,000. It's a great truck, but it is an old manual truck. Everything else is old, right? But it's still functional, and will function for many years. So I think kind of like a 5-year plan out to see, you know, if we can replace that truck. Plus, we need to replace a couple of other trucks with the with the state surplus. We can, you know, if he wants a utility truck to be able to transport people back and forth to fires and haul equipment and things that aren't necessarily a fire truck, like that Cavs unit, which is, if it's exposed to the weather and elements, it freezes. So it has to be protected. Where maybe a service truck, he could, you know, park it someplace else and have more space for it. So those things are kind of working along through the system.
There are national grants. There's some statewide grants that you guys have already applied for in past years. So there's money out there.
We've never had a concentrated look for grants like that. We've been pretty much self-sufficient. With the community, but some of these pieces of equipment now are getting so expensive that it's a real difficult ask.
And another option just that goes with that, and then I'll go talking about it. You can hire people to professional folks.
To find
grant writers.
They're grant writers, and they know where to find money that a lot of people can't find.
Sure.
It's difficult to find. So, and when we get closer, and then we can start with more of those options.
Okay. All right, Steve, thanks. Okay, old business, states, Wi-Fi, you're in the process.
Yeah, in the process of getting it installed at the moment. That's what the method is. And then it will be putting some additional signage out in the area, too.
I get it. And the camera, my God, they're amazing cameras. So you have 8 cameras? And
The station and 2 out for the trash area. So we can start monitoring that a little bit better.
Okay. All right, the board vacancy. We've talked to Terry Piskey, and Terry Piskey has agreed to accept an appointment for the remainder of Scott Bloomer's shift.
Excuse me, who was that? Terry Piskey.
Terry Piskey, who was on the board last year. So Terry Piskey has agreed to step up, and if we appoint him, he will be on the board. Fill in the rest of the rest of the term for him. Thank you. My brain went someplace else. It's often someplace else. So, I think, you know, what, Clyde, do you have any thoughts on this?
No, I mean, I support the idea that we should, you know, with him having come back on the board again, you know, he's been on the board, well-versed in it, so, you know, I support it.
Same here.
On board. Good man.
All right, Dan?
I make a motion to appoint Terry Piskey to finish out Scott Bloomer's term.
I'll second that.
Any discussion about it? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. All right. Terry couldn't be here today. He had a commitment. So, all right. New business. Newsletters. Time to start working on the newsletter. That's primarily me, you, Clyde, and Dan.
Okay.
Unless somebody else, you want to write something about the station up at Yeah, give us a little something.
I'm going to write something.
Give some pictures.
Okay. I don't think there's any reason to postpone getting the information into Gustavo's by the end of October. You know, 1st of November, give him a chance to get it out sometime before the 1st of December. Usually we're in about that time frame to get it, because people get it and then they're reminded that it's a tax year, and we get a big bump in donations from that.
So you want something written by the end of October?
Yeah, if you don't mind. Yeah, yeah. You've seen what's been written. Sometimes it's, you know, two sentences. Sometimes it's two pages. So whatever you want to talk about. And Gustavo is always out looking for advertisers, and when we get WCAA, we'll put something in, Firewise and that sort of thing. We'll get Lauren for the Firewise. Okay. Anything else about the newsletter? I see I have the water tank down here in new business. So I moved it up. Okay. I'm going to have to miss the November board meeting. Johnny O can't make the, if we push it back a week, so I'll just miss the meeting. I may be able to call him, may not. I'm driving back from Iowa from a sales and hunting trip, so I won't be here. I'm sure you can get along without me.
President
Hunter? President, yeah. You want to go?
No, I'm from Nebraska.
No, oh, okay. Well, we'll stop in Nebraska if you go.
No.
No?
It's cold there.
Yeah, well, hopefully it won't be that cold. All right, community announcements. Anything from WCAA?
Just the chili fest today.
Chili fest today.
Come on down for some good chili. Cornbread, sandwich, dessert.
Okay.
$10 ahead. Can't beat that.
Any other announcements other than that? Okay, public forum. Now's the time.
According to the bylaws, the vacancy should be filled by the next person giving the next highest votes, which would have been Steve Nathanson.
Amen.
So the appointment of Terry Piskey is not in compliance with that. And I'd also like to explain from Dan, you said that we got $17,044 from the state.
Right.
And I don't understand what that was for.
Okay. All right. In a minute. We'll ask him.
Yeah,
okay. You know the process. Okay. Okay, refund, state funds. Carol? Is there anything?
Well, I was going to ask the same.
Okay. Okay.
It,
all right, we'll discuss it. Okay. Vern, you have anything?
No, I was filling the vacancy. There should be the next highest vote getter.
Absolutely.
According to the bylaws.
And
apparently no one really cares about the bylaws. So why have them? I think they should just be disbanded.
What gives you guys the right to go out and pick one of the good old guys that will agree with you?
Okay.
Just came to say that.
Bob?
None.
Curious about what the
attorney said about the bylaws. You were going to run it by the attorney
for an explanation,
for
clarification?
Yeah. Okay. Okay. The funds first.
Yes.
The reimbursement of the funds. I'll do it if you want to do it.
Yes.
Okay. The firefighters go out on these fires, the Forest Service, and or whenever they send somebody out for a fire. Okay. We work under the auspices of the state fire, state land, okay? When we're out there, then we submit an invoice to state land for our firefighters being out there for equipment and for their labor. They then invoice the Forest Service. The Forest Service reimburses state land. State land then reimburses us. It's a 4, 5, 6, 8 month process. That's where we had the issue before a couple of months ago, where we had a person that was not a part of us, really. They just said, can I hang my shingle with you? They hung their shingle the same day, went down and put out on a fire, and then they wanted us to pay them $22,000. We didn't have any idea if the Forest Service was going to approve the time, because there's checks and balances about, you know, invoices made and things. So we don't pay, and that's the agreement we make with them as they take that money. So, but we had paid out of our funds early that in that particular instance to Mark and some other people that we knew, but we didn't pay the person that we didn't know.
So this $17,000 is from not this season. It could be
six, 8 months ago.
Okay. That's what I was
and,
curious
and,
about.
And Mark has...
And it comes in piecemeal. It doesn't always come in all at once.
That's
this
right.
is a big chunk, so...
So that's been, that's been a discussion since we've done this now for the past 2 years. We hadn't done it before because the Forest Service wasn't using our firefighters. Now, Roger has brought us back into that fold, and so now we have qualified people to go out on these fires, specifically Scott Phillips, who's a paramedic that has been out. He went on Alaska. He was one of the guys that got, one of these $22,000 checks. And Mark has been out many times. David, another, there's just been a variety of people that have come now associated with us, but they are participating with Roger. So Roger has a policy that's more clear-cut about, and then we have a policy about how and when we pay. But that's when you see we'll have big expenses if we paid it before we got the money.
Sure.
And now we're not going to, I don't think we're going to do that anymore. So if somebody's in trouble, then we maybe can work out some kind of arrangement for.
And then Adam, once we receive that money, Adam immediately disperses it back to who's owed to.
Okay.
Who did the work?
Okay.
Okay. So that's the thing about the state refund. Okay. The bylaw. When we had this bylaw change, was it 2013, 14, 15? Is when we had the bylaw change.
I think so.
It was a contentious process, as you remember, okay? Part of the thing that was put in by this bylaw committee, which you were a part of, was that there was a requirement in the bylaws that you proposed that the next highest vote getter would be the one that would be appointed. That was defeated by the board, okay?
Correct.
Okay. So that was defeated by the board, and the language that's in the bylaws is that the board appoints, without any restriction, who replaces the person that's gone.
That is not in the bylaws. That is not in the bylaws.
Sorry, wait. Okay. All right. Your opinion of the bylaws is that that's not it. Okay.
Okay.
It doesn't do us any good to have a discussion about this. We talked to Bill.
Yes, it does.
I'm sorry. We talked to Bill Karash, who was the lawyer that was involved in the process when we did that. And that second paragraph is for the next election that happens because Scott Plumer's term is a 2-year term.
Mm-hmm.
He leaves in the first year.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of this first year, where we have a temporary replacement, the next time that there is an election, if there's 3 8 vacancies, the first 3 top vote getters get the 2-year term. The next vote getter gets the terms that are being replaced. That's what the bylaws say. Now, if you have a different opinion about that, I'm sorry. And that's the answer, Chris, to you about your question about what the lawyer said.
Yeah,
all right?
Okay.
Because we distinctly had this conversation in 2015 when those bylaws were proposed. I caught a lot of flack back because of that change. If you remember, there were some exchanges back and forth back in those days. But that's the process. The board selects the replacement without having to be handicapped. And the example I used at the time was that in the prior election, the fourth highest vote getter was Mark Keegan, Mark Herron. He would have automatically been the replacement during that year.
What's your
the year that the bylaws were changed?
Okay.
If we, if, as that was my example, and I think that Mark Heron, although we probably would have liked to have him on the board, there was other people in the community that didn't think that was such a good idea. So what we've tried to do here, Terry Piskey has been on the board. He's been elected by the members a couple different times to be on the board. He knows what's going on here. And if anybody believes that I have, and this is part of it, that I have control over any of these guys are all independent thinkers. They all understand what needs to be done, right? And if we all happen to think in the same way about how to run this operation, doesn't necessarily mean that anybody is giving up on their opinion and their ability to speak up and say, no, don't do it. There's been many times in here that I don't like the fact that we have made decisions to proceed on something the same day that it's presented to us, right? I think we need to have the month to think about that. Over and over again, I've been overruled on that. The guys say, well, it's just such a not common sense thing to do. I don't like it because it doesn't give us an opportunity to get feedback from other people about necessarily what it is. So although we seem to act in unison, it's not that there's not dissension or at least countervailing opinions periodically about things that are happening. We take Roger's input about what he wants us to do. We are trying to support Roger and help him do what he needs to do to run this fire department, and he is doing a great job. I understand there may be some process, some thought that they don't like Roger. Speak about it, talk about it, come tell us about it if you have a complaint about what Roger's doing. But from my perspective, I think that Roger's doing a great job. He's moving.
Right, I want to get back to the bylaws.
Yeah.
So from what you're telling me, in 2018 there was an election for 4 new members. One member has left.
Mm-hmm.
In 2019 there will be an election for 3 board members.
Right.
And which will be elected, but then a 4th member will be elected to fill out Scott's 1-year term.
That's correct.
Well, now, can I?
Yeah.
Let's say 7 people run. They're all running for the 2-year term.
Correct.
But whoever is next in line will fill out that 1-year term.
So the 3...
If everybody's running for a 2-year term, the first 3 will get the 2-year terms that they wanted, and whoever's next will fill out the 1-year term. They're not running for the 1-year term.
Correct.
But they'll get it.
I would suggest that somebody write that a little more clearly.
It's not the best. I think I have a copy out in my car and out of the truck, and I'll go get it after the meeting. That is what it says.
I'll try to get it. Right.
Okay. So, in terms of, you know, understand you may not be satisfied with that answer. That's the answer that we're giving.
Well, I will go back and reread the bylaws because I've read them a number of times before last month's meeting. Forgot to bring them so I could refresh my memory. But all right, what happens? We have only 3 people running.
Then the 4th person gets...
We only have 3 people.
Right. Well, then the board will appoint somebody. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I don't know if we ever had a case where not enough people ran. I don't think the bylaws.
Generally,
yes,
that.
We have.
Two elections ago, I think we had just enough for a spot.
Mm-hmm.
Just enough, but we've never. But we
had a vacancy spot. Okay.
Right.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you want to have these kind of discussions, have these discussions with us outside this board meeting. We try to have a business meeting here. We want input. But at the same time, if you have discussions back and forth about what our opinions are, there's never a satisfactory conclusion because we are operating here as a business. We want to have input. Talk to us in the meantime, in the intervening time between now and next month.
But we never get answers.
Can't get you together. Maybe we want to talk to you all together as a board
You're not.
Well, you are. You're talking to us now.
But you're telling us not to. You're telling
no.
Exactly.
You say what you want to say, right? You express your opinion.
But you don't give us answers.
Okay. We gave you an answer.
We'll get back with
you. We gave you an answer.
It's always been, we'll get back with you.
What did you, what
answer? And you never get back.
Okay. This is the kind of exchange
I'm
talking
about. And I tried to say something at that election. Johnny O came over to me and said, sit down and be quiet.
Well, if you allow somebody to do that, please don't do that. You know, speak your piece.
He damn near got smacked in the mouth.
Okay. Well, there's a, okay.
I have a right as much as anybody else in this community.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, you've said your piece, right? Or you have more to say, maybe. But
well, honey, I got more to say, but...
All right. Okay. So, but we've answered what the question was, all right? Now, you don't like it? We haven't answered the question to your satisfaction. But that may not ever happen. And to sit here with other people involved in that kind of a discussion makes it uncomfortable for those people. Okay? You express your opinion. I can't change your opinion. I'm not trying to change your opinion. You speak your piece, and you have an opportunity to do it. If we can answer it, we can answer it. Some of these things do not have an answer. And then we're not going to be able to answer, Victoria.
A point. Why wasn't this vacancy put out to the community? I believe last month that is what the board said that you would do, is to put something out to the community to see who would like to step forward to fill the vacancy.
We decided not to do that.
Did you ask the community?
No. The bylaw says, the first paragraph of that bylaw says, the board appoints the replacement. There's no caveat. It doesn't say how they're supposed to do it. It says the board appoints. The second paragraph describes how that appointment is treated at the next election.
I still want to know why you have to have private meetings. When I was on the board, when he was on the board, everybody just walked in and everybody talked to one another. Things were dissolved right then. Nobody had secret meetings before the meeting. And it's not right.
Okay.
And a lot of people are unhappy with that.
The executive meeting, and I have I set it up so that the executive meetings are designed for personnel issues and for things that are sensitive.
It's a cross bill.
Hang on a minute. So what we do in here generally, we can make no decisions.
Mm-hmm.
We can make no decisions in here that aren't kept in minutes. So we don't make any decisions in here in private that we don't do in public.
Yes, you do.
Like what?
Give me an example.
Of what?
Of what you talk about.
We talk about hunting pheasants. We talk about the potato patch thing. We talk about almost everything.
Well, why can't you talk about that too?
We did.
No.
We just
to us, you might get more than five people coming to a meeting.
We're here to do business, not a popularity contest.
Excuse me.
We're here to do,
you're getting donations
right.
From the community.
And we've been using them well.
No, you have not.
Okay.
You have not been using them. You've been sitting on them.
Okay. So I think this is a good example of the way the meetings were being run prior to 2010. When I came, I'll give you my personal experience. When things started that brought me back to this, I came down, and the meetings were being held like you're describing. There were discussions back and forth between people during the meeting. I expressed an opinion that was contrary to some of the opinions that were being held by yourself, I think, and others. People, the attack to me, towards me, that was in that public meeting were really not justified. I had expressed my opinion about the fact that these meetings were not business meetings anymore. They were just conversations back and forth in the public. Not only me, but there was another guy that came that same day. when I decided, when I started, it made me want to run because it was just out of control. You had three 2-3-4 hour meetings with 45 people in these meetings, everybody expressing their opinion. This is a business. We're operating a $100,000 a year business. If you operated your business this way, you would never get anything done. So we give you an opportunity to speak, say whatever you want to say. You can, and I've been called a liar in here. You know, people have been mad at me. Say what you want to say. We'll answer the questions that we can answer, but primarily we are here to conduct the business of the Walker Fire Department, and that's what we're trying to do. If you don't think that we're spending the money correctly, if you don't think that we need to build up a nest egg, because now we're going to have to participate, we're going to, don't have to, but we want to participate in the building of the building, up in the potato patch. We don't have to come and ask for money from the community again for that. We did for the one up in the potato patch. If we want to buy a $500,000 piece of equipment, we're going to have that money in the bank. And that's why, and you have to have operating money. We have to be able to have at least a year's worth of operation in case everything falls apart. So that's why we have money in the bank. For years and years and years, we operated by the skin of our teeth. The equipment is being maintained, in, you know, we're having it maintained professionally by the Central Yavapai service. We have, you know, we just have the ability to do things now that we couldn't do before. And especially in this atmosphere, with the fire service, as Roger said many times, the fire service is so much different now than it has been in the years past. We can't do the service ourselves on these trucks. We can't put trucks out on the road that are overweight. We had trucks going out that were overweight. If somebody gets hurt, and we hurt somebody, when the liability for that kind of thing is just not worth doing. You have a lawyer sitting here, he'll tell you what happened. So all those things we're coming to grips with. We just discovered 2 months ago that we had an overweight truck still. And you just can't do it. And that's the kind of thing. So anyway, these kinds of discussions, you can get mad at me, talk to me in person. You want to have the group to talk to, come and say your piece. But if you set the table for that by talking to us ahead of time, saying, hey, I want to talk about these kinds of things, bring them, you know, put them on the agenda, talk about them. That's what we'll do.
Yeah, but you get 5 minutes on the agenda to.
Yeah, well, how long does it take you to express your opinion? And obviously, you've had more than 5 minutes here today. You know, the 2 minutes
well,
is just kind of a time.
Well, you know, years ago, we had board meetings, and 40, 50, 60 people would show up. It was more like a town hall meeting.
Yeah.
Right.
Things got accomplished.
Yep.
We built a firehouse, got trucks, got a great community service
with
everybody. That's all just spirit. Now, instead of 40 people showing up, there's 5.
And if I may interject.
And we have no more town hall commitments, or not commitments, but meetings and comments that are made. And it was done very, very successfully. And that's gone. So the community doesn't know each other anymore.
And it was brought up by this board. Somebody, I was there from the audience, whatever year this was, said, you know, you could get more people at your meetings if you started at 9 o'clock instead of 8 o'clock. So we've changed to 9 o'clock for all of these years. And I assure you, you do not have more people at the 9 o'clock meetings than you had at the 8 o'clock meetings.
Okay.
Because nobody wants to come and hear your boys all agree with you. And that's what it is.
Okay. If you disagree with things that are happening, let us know.
What is it?
Are you disagreeing that the meeting is too disciplined? Is that what your disagreement is?
Yeah, you don't give us enough time to communicate and ask questions, give our opinions. Bam, 2 minutes. Sit down. And
yeah,
that's
I think Victoria has taken a good example, a good advantage of it. She comes and expresses her opinion.
That's because you probably only have 3 people here.
Well. Okay. No one has ever stopped you from saying anything, Victor. Okay.
Okay, what, Victoria?
What is the November meeting date going to be?
It's second Saturday.
Oh, still the first.
Yeah, yeah, it's not going to change.
I agree. That table should be turned so they can talk to whoever's out here in the audience, which isn't very much. But you guys are talking to each other. You're talking to Bill. You're not talking to us.
Okay.
Might as well stay home in bed.
A second.
Okay, Dan Dougherty moves to adjourn. Rudy Urban seconds. All in favor?
Aye. All right. The meeting's over.